Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home today.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back to Late Grade SRV, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Bill Treasurer is our guest, our good friend, 15-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Leaders Open Doors, Courage Goes to Work, Right Risk. That's just three of his. What have you written, 30, 40 books now, Bill? I lose count. The new one's The Leadership Killer, Reclaiming Humility in an Age of Arrogance. Bill, I need a website, please.
Well, the best way to get the new book and find out about that is leadershipkiller.com. And then folks can always find me at billtreasurer.com. And then my business is couragebuilding.com.
All right. So check those out. You'll be glad you did. Bill, we're talking about this concept of leadership killer. We talked in the previous segment about the impact that hubris has on leaders. I like to remind people that, you know, our mutual friend Kelly Ohlweiler talks about paradoxes, and she says we're all paradox. And I think of the paradox as having a pendulum swing. You know, we're all one complete pendulum swing. One side of the pendulum swing is what got us here, and if we don't watch ourselves, the other side of the pendulum swing could take us down. And that's where the hubris comes in. You talk in your book about rigidity, complacency, ingratitude. Talk to us about some of those things. The other side, the potentially dangerous side of the pendulum swing.
Yeah, so think of the things that hubris connects to, and that, you know, the person who is the my way or the highway, with that sort of mental rigidity. I mean, ultimately, that's hubris that's causing that mental rigidity. A person who is full of ingratitude or leads by intimidation, the thinking that, look, everybody's going to answer to me, and therefore I'm not going to listen to other people, and I'm going to use fear to stoke in them to get things done. It's an example of hubris. Mm-hmm. Hubris leads to, it's like the source material that leads to lots of other things, including the fossilization of a person with the unwillingness to stay contemporary and learn new things because
hidebound. Hidebound is a good word for that too.
Right. What's the word?
Hidebound. When you become hidebound,
right.
you can't learn, you can't change.
Exactly. That notion is, you know, very endemic of a person who is hubristic. I like this. I think of this idea of paradox. What I like about paradox that you just mentioned from Kelly Ohlweiler is that it keeps it from it forces a certain accountability on our part, because we like to think that it's this bad leader outside of us, that it's somebody else that has this potential, but certainly we would never succumb to this, right? But the truth is that every leader is occasionally impatient, judgmental, intolerant, irritable, harsh, petty, selfish, arrogant, human. That's what we all are. We all have the potential to be all of those things on any given day, which is why it takes self-discipline in order to be a leader, because you've got to govern your natural human tendencies towards those petty, base human behaviors. And it's the leader who doesn't well manage those, because you're getting cues all the time when you're a leader that you're special and that you're better than everybody else. And if you believe that, that's where you can get drunk on power.
One of my mentors said to me one time, he said, check your position.
Yes.
And what he meant was, look around you. You know, in the infantry, calling on some of my military background, in the infantry, they train you that if you are in a firefight and you look around you, and the way to tell if you're receiving effective fire is if you're receiving 20% casualties, that's effective fire, and that's when you need to take other action. You're losing the firefight. And so you, that's what you do. You look around you. And if in, in the marketplace, in the workplace, you look around you, right? And see, okay, am I losing 20% of my support? Have I run off 20% or more of my, of the people who report to me or want to report to me, whatever. You have to look around and check your position, don't you? And that, comes with what you called the self-discipline.
Absolutely. And you know that, you know, John Havlicek, being a Navy SEAL, he says basically the same thing. It's one of the major tips that we provide in the book is you have to have a check on your leadership. And that means that you might need to deputize somebody to be your check, somebody who can hold the mirror right. up to you, mm-hmm. call you on your own BS, let you know when your ego is getting in the way, and you need to value that person to be a check. I also refer back to Admiral John Ryan. He's the head of the Center for Creative Leadership. He's the CEO and president.
Right.
He says, and it's really good, it's a great quote, he says, you need to lead and manage yourself before you can effectively lead and manage others. Leading yourself requires self-regulation. Genuine humility is impossible without it, and a leader can easily slip into hubris. Mm-hmm. And he's right.
Yeah. And the book is available at the website, leadershipkiller.com.
Website and our favorite online retailers, and hopefully you'll be able to find it in your regular stores and such, but leadershipkiller.com, best way to get it.
Hey, Bill, good job today. Come back soon.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
See you next time. Bill Treasurer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.